Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to De'Longhi conference call. The CEO, Mr. Fabio De'Longhi, and the investor relator, Mr. Fabrizio Micheli, will present you the Brown transaction announced yesterday. A question and answer session will follow the presentation. Now, I hand you over to Mr. Fabio De'Longhi. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We have organized a quick update on the last events at De'Longhi. As you probably all know, yesterday, before market opening, we have announced that De'Longhi has entered in a perpetual licensing for the Brown brand with P&G, related to kitchen appliances and selected home care categories. This licensing agreement is also connected with an asset deal relevant to mainly product designs and molds, also patents related to the product's object of the deal, and also a factory in Germany where motors are produced for relevant products, and also the transaction, obviously subject to further agreements, are also with regards to people, mainly in the production area, in the technical team, in the supply chain and industrialization of the products, and marketing also, and sales support. The number of people are approximately 120-130 people. The deal will bring to De'Longhi sales approximately at 200 million euro on a yearly basis. The price that has been agreed is 50 million upfront, 90 million over payable over a period of 15 years, interest-bearing. The inventory will be paid after the assessment, and will be paid after the assessment at the end of December, and will be payable at March 2013. In addition to this, there's been an agreement for sharing, in a sense, the performance of the Braun brand within De'Longhi in the first 5 years, and has resulted in an earn-out, which has an actual value of approximately 74 million at maximum, and zero at minimum, based on performance at the third year, and then recalculated at the fifth year. It also interest-bearing. What is the deal bringing to De'Longhi? I think that the deal is bringing to De'Longhi, beside, say, the 200 million in sales that we have already announced, a very strong brand established about 90 years ago, a leading brand, particularly in hand blenders, some food preparation products and irons. Very strong in Germany, some Western markets, but extremely powerful in Eastern Europe, particularly in Russia, a very important market for the group, and also very strong in the Middle East. Also potentially a very strong brand in many other markets where sales are very limited at the moment, like Southeast Asia, Japan, Australia, and also North America. So a brand that can have a tremendous growth potential in the categories where the De'Longhi Group operates in these markets. More in detail about geography, 42% of the sales of the bone business that De'Longhi will take over are in Western Europe, but 33% are in Eastern Europe, and approximately 21% are in Middle East, and North Africa, Africa, and Asia. So a very good exposure with approximately 45% of the sales, 55% of the sales coming from Eastern Europe, Africa, Middle East, Asia, what we would call the emerging markets. In reality, in Asia, we also include Japan, which normally is not part of the emerging markets under the De'Longhi accounting principles. The goal for the group is then to exploit this brand, and we think that due to his geography and its brand heritage, has a great potential for becoming a strong accelerator of the group. Of the group growth rate, and the goal for us is then to as quickly as possible to move on to 2 billion euro and to deliver a profitability for the group at around 15% EBITDA, which is now the target. The point is, we think we should be able to achieve these results in a period, let's say, between 2 and 3 years, starting January 2013. In terms of products, we believe that although it might appear some strong overlapping between Kenwood and Buck, in reality, if we go more in details by geography, we will see there is a strong complementary. While Kenwood is very strong in England and Belgium, France, Netherlands, Buck, Braun is stronger in, Buck is the name that we gave to the project, Braun is stronger in Germany and Eastern Europe markets, and also in terms of product range, Braun is stronger in the handheld products, while Kenwood is strong in the tabletop products. And we believe that we will have probably a stronger focus in the future on Braun products for what matters, innovation in steam irons and ironing systems. From the group, where Braun will become definitely the leading brand going forward. Having said so, I would leave the session open to Q&A.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question pressing star followed by one. The first question comes from Mr. Andrea Bonfa from Banca Aletti. Mr. Bonfa, your question, please.
Hello, good morning to everybody. My first question is, if it's possible to have an idea of what's the current profitability of the assets that you bought. I mean, let's supposing starting from January 2013, and what are the synergies you can achieve in terms of distribution and production, very likely. And if I'm correct, I've been told that the brand has been suffering lately from falling sales. If you can elaborate on that, and if you can explain the reason, and what you aim to achieve, let's say, in the first year of your integration. And after, we'll come back with other questions. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. First of all, we don't disclose the profitability. It's more or less an asset deal. And I think that what we will taking on is a margin, is a gross contribution margin to some fixed costs and overheads that also the group has to bear. I have to say that at that time we cannot disclose anything about that. We can say that the profitability is lower than the Longhi group at the moment. But the group believes that probably in say in 3 years time we can get to our bring this brand to the standard group profitability level. So today the EBITDA margin of for the group for the Longhi group is about 14%. I think that I would say that basically a 15% target for the total, the Longhi new perimeter is possible as a target. Actually, it can be even higher if we can see if we are able in the future to continue to expand profitability thanks to operational leverage we have. But in principle, I would say that the goal is to have a profitability for the Brown brand itself in line with the rest of the Longhi and Campbell products. In terms of synergies, we are not commercial synergies. Preferably, we get a strong brand, so we think we can accelerate sales. We have a better portfolio of brands. We have better products, a better portfolio of products, adding the expertise in the handheld products and in hand blenders and in the great brand and great heritage on ironing, mainly as key drivers. But this is not a deal where you expect synergy from cost cutting. No, this is basically a deal where you expect a synergy coming from the future growth acceleration, because we're not taking on big structures. We're taking on a lean organization. It's a matter of putting more pressure on the new product introduction in the future under the Brown brand and leveraging the expertise that we see in the factory in Dilbert, where they make very high efficiency motors. Obviously, we're not talking about nuclear weapons or something too complicated, but their motors are known in the industry for being the most efficient, the most compact, with less overheating issues and long lasting. So we think that also this is a good potential for the Longhi, particularly for the Campbell food preparation products going forward. So this is an acquisition that is more for the growth rather than from the traditional synergies that are in acquisition, where you have cost cutting, delivering economics in industry. No, we're taking on lean organization, and this is a prospective acquisition. No more products, tremendous brand, and which is a little bit the theme of the De'Longhi Group, you know, able to launch new things and innovate in the segments and invest more in the marketing activities and hopefully achieving a faster acceleration for the new totality of the group.
If it's possible, maybe to elaborate on the falling sales, on the recent performance of the brand. I mean, it's
well, the performance of the Braun brand. Braun brand, as far as underperformed in the kitchen and the home care versus the market, because simple as that. I mean, P&G stated very many times that their core focus was in the grooming, in personal care, and not in the kitchen products. So the strategy of the group was more pushing these categories rather than kitchen products. And in this perspective, they underperformed. I think that they were seeking for a partnership to share, a partner to share the brand use with, and they wanted to have a good partner with good reputation, good capability of delivering high class, high standard products, and they selected De'Longhi to revitalize a business where they can have a strong synergy benefiting from, say, potential successes of De'Longhi, also on the rest of the Braun products that they continue to manage, like shavers. But in principle, they focusing more in their core categories.
Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Claudio Giacomiello from Bianca Akros. Mr. Giacomiello, your question, please.
Yes, good morning. I have two brief questions. The first one is on the brand itself, because considering that P&G is one of the biggest advertisers in the world, I think that I would like to know if you think that the continuing advertising on their core products will benefit also your brand bottom line, because Braun is the name also for the business they retain. And the second point is about the Nokia facility you are planning to buy. So if you can spend a little more on what type of use you can do, considering also that now you have a new brand to exploit in Europe. Thank you.
Yes. Well, obviously, I think that we will continue to benefit from P&G advertising on shavers, mainly, and personal care. Generally, the point is that we have shared a brand equity guideline plan with them. So we use same logos, same formats. So the brand will continue to be, will appear as one, is one. And so we're going to benefit from what they are doing, and what they do very well in that segment, and they will probably benefit from what we will do, and hopefully we will do a good job on that in our segments, like I said, handheld food preparation more broadly, kitchen products, and ironing as priorities. With regards to the second point, it's a good question. I mean, it's not by coincidence that we bought the Nokia facility in Eastern Europe. We think that Eastern Europe can be a very valuable source of products for the group going forward. And obviously, this is a very important asset also at disposal of the Braun brand. So the Braun, De'Longhi Braun products can potentially be sourced there. But I have to say that at the time being, the goal is to get started on the Longhi products first, hopefully by September, and now we will probably start also some internal work in seeing if there is potential to make some of the brown products in that facility. But at the time being, the factory will make the Longhi products first.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Filippo Maiocchi from Deutsche Bank. Mr. Maiocchi, your question, please.
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi. Yes, can you hear
me? Hi, si Jacopo, not Filippo.
Yeah.
Anyway, first question is about the timing. From when we will see the brown sales in your P&L? And also, as you said, the acquisition of the inventory, when it should take place. The second question is in terms of funding, how much of the cash you had in your net financial position at the end of full year 11 will you use, and how much will it debt will you use, and if you need additional debt, what's the cost of this debt? Thank you.
Okay, we have a transitional time. We think that we will face a period for let's say antitrust clearance. We don't expect any complication arising from antitrust. We should complete the antitrust clearance process by end of June. Then we will enter in a transitional time. The transitional time is we expect a 6 months transitional time from June, say end of June to December, where the Longhi will take on the business and connect the business to structures, and January 1st is the go live, you say, time for the Braun business, Braun household business at the Longhi. In the meanwhile, we have arranged an agreement with P&G for managing sales and deliveries on our behalf, and support all the transitional activities. For what matters the funding, I hand over to Fabrizio Micheli, who will give you details about our current cash position and the immediate steps and what we will do over the next months in order to fund the acquisition.
Yes, as regards to the funding of the deal, you know that the group is enjoying a cash position at the end of 2011, and of course that cash position is expected to improve in 2012 thanks to the operational cash flow and the cash generation that we are able to perform. So on this basis, and considering the payment commitments that are coming from the deal, the group has already the resources, the financial resources to fund the transaction with its own funds. However, we have many times outlined that the strategy, the financial strategy of the group, particularly in this period of distressed capital markets, is of course very cautious, and we will consider opportunities to raise, let's say, financial funding of the deal if, say, the economic conditions of this funding are interesting. That's the same, let's say, attitude that led us to keep the existing medium-term facilities instead of repay them through our cash. So we are not committed. What I mean is that we are not committed to put in place any specific deal, but for sure we will look at interesting opportunities that might come from either the capital markets or other financial instruments that will show up to the lobby.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Filippo Prini from Gedler. Mr. Prini, your question, please.
Good morning to everybody. A brief question, if I may, on the financing side. At the end of 2012, you're going to account your net financial position just the 50 million expected at the close of the deal. And also, you are going to account also as a sort of, if you want, put in call also the 90 million spread over 15 years, and also the assumption of the variable share, so between 0 and 74 million spread over 5 years. Thank you.
This is an issue that we are still considering and discussing with the auditor, so I cannot give a final answer. However, the first evidence is that for sure the 50 million that we pay up front will be, of course, impacting on the net debt position, while the 90 million which has to be paid on a 15 years period probably will not be part of the financial position immediately, but will say, impact on the debt position every year for the limited amount that is payable on each single year. And the third impact it will come from the acquisition of the inventories. We will pay, as Mr. Fabio De Longhi said, we will pay the inventories not before the first quarter of next year. Of course, they will be paid as long as they are, say, taken out and made part of our inventories. And of course, the cost of these inventories will, say, increase the working capital. Of course, if it's working capital, it will translate, we think, very quickly into sales and into cash.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Luca Bacoccoli from Banca IMI. Mr. Bacoccoli, your question, please.
Good morning to everyone. First of all, just a clarification on what you said during the call. Did I understand correctly that you think to reach 2 billion euro sales with an EBITDA margin of 15% by the end of 2014? Then the other question regards the 2009 Brown sales, if you can give us on that occasion what was the performance of the brand, just to have a sense of the reaction to the strong decline in consumption during that period. The other question regards the part of the price agreed, which is subject to certain performances of the brand. Could you please clarify what the triggers are behind the payment of this part of the price? And finally, taking into account the lower profitability of Braun and the higher financial charges that you are going to pay, if it is reasonable to assume that starting from next year the deal will be EPS or not according to your calculation.
Sorry, Luca, can you just repeat the last sentence, because the connection is bad.
I was wondering if, according to your elaboration and your forecast for the integration of Braun brand, if you expect the deal to be EPS accretive starting from 2013.
Yeah. Okay. About the first question, yes, I think that we said we have closer as a household or the De'Longhi Group going forward 2011 with sales above 1.4 billion. We have already said that our target for the year is to increase sales above 5%. Obviously, we know the markets are tough, but we're going through as anticipated to a good good start. We are at a good start as a group despite the tough markets. So we believe that the above 5% growth for the year is possible at De'Longhi, which means that we should be in the range as De'Longhi at 1.5 billion sales by year 2012. We buy business which is worth about 20 million in sales. This is making up for a pro forma of 1.7 billion in sales. By, say, pro forma is not in our numbers, will not be in the numbers, but the pro forma you would end by end of 2012. Then I think that we have a 300 million to bridge to go to the goal of, which is basically go to a growth rate which is slightly above what we're having today. So I understand that it sounds like a strong jump from the 1.4 billion, but in reality it's a matter of adding another 150 million in 2 years' time. So I think this is definitely should be our goal. In terms of profitability, I expect obviously to have a stronger increase in the profitability by 2014. And hopefully we will meet the 15% target. Obviously, we will learn progressively over the next 6 months. And 2013, I assume, can be a bridge year for the profitability of Braun, probably. But I expect the first clear signs to be delivered already in 2014.
Okay.
Obviously, it's possible that we find that things are maybe better, or maybe a little bit worse, or maybe we take more time. In principle, I think that on top line, this is the goal. On the profitability, hopefully, we will be already in line by 2014, or maybe we take 1 year more in the worst case. In terms of earn-out mechanism, we have written an agreement with them where if there is a low rate, a low growth rate, we're gonna have zero earnouts, and if there is a growth which is well above 10%, we will pay out on a CAGR 5 years period. We have a full earnout payment.
So you said 5%, well above 5%.
So 5 years.
Oh, okay.
If the CAGR over 5 years is well above 10%.
I'm sorry, 10%. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well above 10%.
Okay.
Next question comes from Mr. Domenico Ghilotti from Equita SIM. Mr. Ghilotti, your question, please.
Good morning. The first question is on the time to market of the new products to be launched with the Braun brand. So if you are ready to launch your new products with the Braun brands and already in 2013. The second question is on the current sourcing of the Braun products. So I don't know, so what is the manufacturing and the sourcing assessment of the Braun products. And third, there is the deferred payment. So why you decided to have deferred payments being, let's say, cash positive? It's just a matter of cautious approach to the financial market, or are you still looking for opportunities?
Okay, so in the first question about new products, the typical De'Longhi new product development time is 2 years. So assuming that we get started now and let's say we start working on new ideas, new concepts by July 1st, you can expect to, this product to see the light by July 1st, 2014. So this is what where you will see the first De'Longhi product in the market, the De'Longhi Braun product in the market. But obviously, we are also buying an ongoing business, and we have seen products in the pipeline. So we have already seen two products that will see the light over the next 6 months, and also other products will another two products. I'm being quite simplistic on this. I mean, just mentioning that the core innovations, two products will see the light in 2013. So, and then again, in 2014 will be the time where you see the first benefits from De'Longhi launches, the R launches. In terms of sourcing,
sorry, just a follow-up. What about the possibility, the timing for launching, for example, your ironing systems with the Braun brand?
Well, we don't have a philosophy for like a rebrand, quick rebrand. Uh-huh. We don't like to put a sticker on a product.
Okay.
So we will work on some new designs. Maybe in some cases, if there is already core technology existing, a good core technology, this process can be faster, can be accelerated. So maybe it's more, definitely less than 2 years. So in certain, right, in certain core categories, you can expect that maybe this time can be reduced. In terms of sourcing, we will take on the sourcing structure they have in Germany, and we will start liaising with the supplier base. So this will happen over the next months. The good thing about this is that they have quite a different business model. They have different supplier base. So this opened the door to De'Longhi for really comparing and some good benchmarking between the practices and the pricing, the costing of the two different companies of let's say the former Braun and household division and De'Longhi. The third question is about why we took this end. I think that we wanted to have a deal where we were going along together side by side with with P&G for a long time. On one side. On the other side, I think to have the possibility to negotiate a payment dilution is a nice to have feature of the agreement. And this in principle, I don't want to open a door to more things. I think we have enough with this to do at De'Longhi for integrating and the business. But that, it will open a door for sure. We have a strong balance sheet to have the possibility eventually to capture further opportunities. But I don't want to open a door here. It's just a matter of, again, we're going to maintain a very strong balance sheet. Probably it was already a strong balance sheet even if we had paid totally the 90 million here, because the net debt to EBITDA would be for sure below one time, also with the full payment, which I consider a strong balance sheet for sure.
And just another question. I didn't catch probably the strategy for managing the overlapping in the basically in the hand blenders. Are you going to segment the market, or are you going to focus each brand on different countries?
No. We will. Okay. The good thing is that the product will be very different. Where Kenwood is basically focusing on tri-blade technology, which is three blades versus two, while Braun has a very traditional blade, two blades, but again with these very efficient motors and good quality and different strategies. So vis-à-vis the consumer, the products are very different. So this will allow us to really cover better the market with two brands. And this is a very strong and growing category for our food preparation. On top of it, we see that Kenwood is very strong in, for instance, in England. It's getting stronger and stronger in France. We are both strong in Russia and in Italy, and while Braun is very strong in Germany, is very strong in Austria, is strong in also in Spain, where we are smaller, so the four. We're comfortable because we see the product differentiation is very strong, and the brand heritage is very different. But on top of it also, immediately we have good geography differentiation.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Andrea Bonfa from Banca Letti. Mr. Bonfa, your question, please.
Thank you very much. My question was answered. Thank you.
There are no questions at the moment. I remind you that you can register for your question pressing star followed by one.
I think that unfortunately our time is over, so I have to apologize, but De'Longhi has to leave the call, and I thank you everybody for listening and attending our conference call. Thank you.
The conference call is over. Thank you for calling.